Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 16, 1804. A letter of introduction arrives by messenger. A party, including representatives of each of the trading companies currently active on the Assiniboine River, arrives today with a letter offering a helping hand. Captain Clark describes the purpose.
A clear, cold morning. The thermometer, at sunrise, stood at 22 degrees below zero. A very singular appearance of the moon last night as she appeared through the frosty atmosphere. Mr. Henney, from the establishment on River Assiniboine, with a letter from Mr. Charles Chaboyer, one of the companies, arrived in 6 days. Mr. C., in his letters, expressed a great anxiety to serve us in anything in his power. Mr. Larock, a clerk of the Northwest Company, and Mr. George Bunch, a clerk of the Hudson Bay Company, accompanied Mr. Henney from the village. Captain William Clark, December 16, 1804.
It apparently took the Henney party 6 days to travel from their trading post on the Assiniboine River to the villages of the Mandan. Gary Moulton's footnote says that Clark left a space in this particular journal entry to draw a picture of a route that Mr. Henney had described to him as a cure of a mad dog, also handy as a remedy for toothache, snake bite, other bites and stings, and several poisonous conditions. The picture was never drawn. The name of the root was Echinacea augustifolia, that is, good old purple coneflower. Tomorrow, maps of the West Country.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.